I'm Cosette Vergeri. I'm an attorney and I'm a client of City National Bank. When I started my law practice, one of the very important things was choosing the right bank. The initial referral to City National Bank came from Richard Moon. He is my CPA.
She was looking to establish a banking relationship, and I had been with City National about 3 years.
There was a much more personal touch, much more interest in who I was as an individual, who I was as a lawyer, and what I needed to do with my business. And the online services are really great because I can manage my accounts from anywhere I'm traveling, which really helps me handle my business.
The referral did get me a date.
It did lead to a marriage.
I would never think of leaving City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin.
So good to have you with us. It's live and local now. It's always good when you're watching the Dow go up and down, up 600 points, down 800 points, and people start getting a little squeamish about their investing, in particular when they're starting to look towards their retirement and they're saying, hey, my self-directed IRA is looking a little peaked, if you know what I mean. That's when we bring Greg Herlin in from GregHerlin.com. He joins us in studio, no less. Good to have you with us, man.
It's great to be here. Thanks, Kevin.
I know you've been on the show before, and we've talked a little bit about this process that you use where people actually become the bank. And I think it's just a phenomenal idea, a phenomenal concept. Talk a little bit about what it is you do for folks that want to stretch those investment dollars, especially when it comes to their self-directed IRA.
So our main focus is really helping educate people on what a self-directed IRA is, because most of just have a typical IRA with their financial advisor or broker, and they don't know that there's really options besides different mutual funds. And look, we want to educate you to give you options. And for over 40 years now, legislation's passed the self-directed IRA, which allows, it's a vehicle which allows us to invest in kind of whatever we want for the most part, with a few exceptions, in a tax-free manner. So you can invest in the non-traditional things. I'm not a big traditional stock market guy. I pay attention because it affects kind of a business in general, but I'm not a guy that goes ups and downs with the Dow Jones or the markets.
You don't lose a lot of sleep when the Dow went down 700 points the other day.
I didn't even know too much about it, to be honest. I mean, I heard about it, but you know, I hear about it the next day kind of thing. I'm not too worried about it because I stick with more non-traditional assets. It works for me, and it's worked for, you know, 8,000 of our clients at this point. So we focus on fixed rate of returns. And so first and foremost, a self-directed IRA is just an IRA that allows you to invest in what you want. Our company holds those IRA accounts for you, and then takes your direction as the investor. You give us direction on where you want to invest those funds. Many of our investors like to invest in lending, and that's what I've talked about in the show a few times, where they use a part or all of their funds and lend their funds and get a fixed rate of return, anywhere from 8, 9, 10, 12% annual interest rates on their money. Doesn't go up and down. I know what I'm making next month. I actually know what I'm going to make 6 months from now because I have fixed contracts. That's the difference. Now, you know, so I try to, you know, I don't put all my money there, but I do put a large portion there.
Now, I want to ask you, because you and I have talked conceptually about this, but I, you know, in the interest of our listeners, I want to get specific, because I know you have projects all across Southern Nevada. outside of Southern Nevada, but I want to talk about maybe a specific project or two that you can talk about where people have invested their money and they have directed you, hey, I want to fund this or I want to fund that. Can you talk a little bit? Let's begin with one.
Well, one that's easy to talk about, it's been a hot topic lately, you know, in the news is the opium and the drug overdose and the problem, the dilemma, you know, in this country with drugs, in the world, frankly. It's getting worse and worse every single year. And so we've actually, a couple years ago, we partnered up with an individual who was looking for funds to do these rehab facilities. And so there are facilities that might hold anywhere from 10 to 200 beds, they call it, that actually take in individuals that have, you know, have different problems. You know, and so what we've done, we're definitely not one that is operating the company, but in this example I'm giving you right now that's real time, that's actually not only changing lives, but a good interest rate my clients are getting, is this guy we've lent over $25 million to, and he's done many facilities, and these facilities, you know, individuals are coming in either detoxing or they're working through whatever they're going through, and really professional company where they're changing lives, which is awesome. But more importantly, as well, because it's our, you know, the lending that we're doing for him, it's typically 1 to 2 year lending. Our investors that lend on these projects that he's developing and then operating are making anywhere from 10 to 13% on their money right now. There's one in particular right now that we're offering is a 12% rate of return, and they're getting at fixed annual interest rate. And people are using their IRA or non-IRA money, and they're lending to this individual. And not only is it great getting a good rate of return, a double-digit rate of return, and it's fixed, but the testimonials, the lives that are changing has been awesome.
Where are you in this project? Is it fully built? Are you working on a second facility? Where are you in the process?
So he's got three facilities now, and so this project in particular is in Arizona, in Tucson, and then he's also in Louisiana, and he's also in Texas, and he's also in California. He's got two homes in California, and so in Orange County, and so he's been doing it for a while. But like I said, what's great about it is when we lend, we've got a lien on the property, and so we're not his business partner, and I don't frankly want to be his business partner only because that's not what I do for a living, nor do my investors. But when you have these funds, IRA funds or non-IRA funds, and you can be involved and engaged in such a good thing that helps so many individuals and get a great rate of return, it's just a win-win.
Yeah. I want to ask you, though. I know some of your clients love the idea of being able to literally drive by a project and watch it go from just a piece of land to suddenly there's a first story and there's a second story and there's a third and then there's the final fourth story when it's done and you get all your money back. Can you talk a little bit? Are there projects like that here in town right now?
Absolutely. And there's one that's just actually getting finalized here in Henderson on Spencer and St. Rose there, right? Kitty corner kind of from the hospital there, that it's just that. We lent the money. It's on a piece of property. We lent the money then for construction and did the tire station, then the commercial strip mall and a fast food spot. I mean, yes, absolutely. There's projects when you reach out to us, we have clients that do that and they want to go by and they might passing through Arizona, go check it out. That's totally fine. All it is typically an email. Hey, next week I'm gonna be around. Can someone, if I stop by, show me the property? And or, you know, do you just want to drive by it? Cool, not a problem. But that's what's great about this kind of investing for me. And I've been doing it for 16, almost 17 years now. I just love that if there's a problem, you can kind of deal with it. If there's a problem in your mutual fund, what can you do? Sell, right?
Do I call? What do I do?
You call your advisor and be like, hey, you know what? Can you call that mutual fund advisor and see if he...
Oh, yeah, sure.
These kind of things, when there's problems, you can work through them, you know? And so, again, we're an expert in this space. I've been doing it long enough that we feel very comfortable with it. Now, should anyone put all their money in that? No, but everyone should have a portion of their funds, fixed interest rate, on something that actually they understand. And real estate, most people understand.
How difficult is it to get out of or to take control of a self-directed IRA and say, I don't want stocks and bonds anymore. I'm going to reduce my vulnerability in that area. I'd rather be spending more money, say, with GregHerlein.com.
Well, you ended it with kind of the answer, which is if you go to my website, GregHerlein.com, and put in your information, we'll do a free consultation. It's a one-on-one. We kind of talk to you about your statement, what's going on in your account, and we ask you, how much do you want to move? We actually will fill out the whole application for you and then email it or scan it to you or mail it to you for you to sign. So it's very simple process. If you, Kevin, said, hey, look, I want to put $50,000 in my IRA in something like this and actually move it and self-direct it from my traditional stock market stuff to a non-traditional account with you at Horizon Trust, with you, Greg, we help you the process. It takes about 2 weeks. But we pretty much hold your hand through the whole process. You're not having to deal with your financial advisor and calling, like feeling bad about, like, hey, I'm going to move $50,000. Because I'll tell you what he's going to say is, like, he's going to tell you everything you're going to do is a bad idea, and he's got the better idea. So we'll help you through it. We walk you through it. It's a very simple process. It takes about 2 weeks and about 1 hour of your time.
Do you get a lot of repeat business? Do you get people that have done one project, fall in love with this whole concept, and say, let's do a second project?
Well, I can give you a stat to that, because everything in my world is math. 96.3% of all monies that pay off in a deal are reinvested with us. So when a deal pays off, typically how the phone call goes is, hey, Kevin, next week your borrower's paying off your loan. You're at $80,000 you have with this. You've been paid every month your monthly interest checks. Would you like to go into our next deal? Here's two or three options to look at. You look at them, you choose, and then we move you to that. You get your money back, and then it goes into the new project. And so it's really cool. And we actually have a new fund out too. We'll talk about maybe one of your next shows. It's a 9% fixed fund. So there's just a lot of opportunity right now. A lot of great businesses. Real estate's obviously been good. But what I love about it is we're not the developer. You and I, we're the lender. And so even if the market changes or even goes down 10, 20, 30%, we're in a safe position where we've got good collateral.
One of the things I love, though, and you just touched on it, and I'd like to expand upon that, is the idea that you're going to get interest checks every month, which is kind of if you're on a fixed income and you want to create maybe a stream of revenue, that's a pretty decent stream of revenue depending on what the interest is.
I would say probably about 25% of our clients live off their interest. And let me just real quick explain what that means. Is that most of our clients, they have $100,000, say, or $1 million in their stock account, and they retire. Well, they start taking checks every month, and that it dwindles. That $1 million after a year is $800,000, something like that. And so it's going down. Their interest is not keeping up with the cost of living. And so our clients, I say it stopped the bleeding. We actually move the money over. If you're making 10% of your money, that $1 million, they're getting $100,000 of interest every single year, and they're living off of it. And the $1 million a year from now is still $1 million. And so, yeah, a lot of clients live off of it, and a lot of our clients are younger than 59 and a half, and so they're just letting their interest, accumulate tax-free, and they're not pulling it out either.
And this thing is absolutely legal, am I right? I mean, the IRS isn't going to be coming after you.
This is IRS approved. This is their legislation. So absolutely. And this became big news back when Mitt Romney was running for president, when they looked at his financials. And they're like, how did you amass your IRA account from this to this? He was investing his own business. You can invest in your own business using your IRA.
Explain how that would work.
Kevin, if you started a new company and you were going to what would you do here next door in this land? Whatever the case is, whatever you're going to build.
Build a parking lot.
Build a parking lot for the new Raiders stadium. So you could create a new LLC, and you could fund that LLC, Raiders Parking Lot 101 by Kevin. You could fund it with your IRA, a self-directed IRA, which means your $50,000 with us would be moved and fund your LLC. Then your LLC would use that $50,000 to pay the parking lot or pay the attendees, whatever the case is. Then any monies are generated from the parking lot revenues, which will be gobs of it when the Raiders come, right? Then the monies will go back in from the LLC to your IRA, and you pay zero taxes on those gains.
It sounds too good to be true.
It's not. You know why? Because it's actually, maybe he's making it sound too easy. It actually is a little work. You actually still have to do a lot of work. You have to build the parking lot. You got to manage the parking lot. This is not just like a turnkey stock market where if you invest in a mutual fund, you're done, right?
Or if you invest in somebody else's project,
then you're kind of done.
You're done.
Which is what I'm proposing. But when you invest in your own business, it's a lot more hands-on work. But there's obviously a lot more upside as well.
Tell me how people get started. Because to me, I think the toughest thing for people, they hear something and they say, man, it's a pretty cool concept. They investigate it. They do their own homework. They say, this thing really is good. This thing really does work. I've talked to people that it's worked for. But then they got to get started. How tough is it to get started?
It's not that hard. It's again, if you go to my website, gregherlein.com, or if you call my number, I'll give you my direct line right now to my office. It's 702-987-8601. It goes directly to my office. I will set up an appointment with you, and we'll do a consultation and help you move your funds over. It's a very simple thing. And so it's as easy as getting your statement wherever you get your money from right now and filling out an application, and then we will help the money move from, say, Fidelity, Charles Schwab, right over to your self-directed IRA account with us at Horizon Trust. Horizon Trust has been around for 9 years now. I've been doing it for, like I said, 17 years, and it's just a real simple process.
And do people like, do the people that are holding the money in the beginning, do they ever get reluctant? Is it ever a voluminous process to get this money out and over into Horizon Trust?
No, it's not, only because we do it every day. We know pretty much where all the major institutions are and who to contact. And so once you fill out the paperwork for you and you sign it, we actually submit it to the right departments. So you're not actually ever having to talk to your advisor if you don't want to. Now, I'm not trying to hate on all advisors. I've got one as well. 25% of my funds are with an advisor. I love playing that game. Who's going to beat who? This last year, 2017, was the first time he's beat me in 9 years. Okay? So good for him. One. But I'd say a 1-9 ratio is not, you know, he's not in the winning column. But it was good for him, right? So now, you know, so I'm not hating on advisors. I don't think this is for everybody. Some people need to stay there because they don't want to do anything hands-on. They don't want to spend a half an hour a month looking at these different things you and I are talking about. But for those that are willing to spend 30 minutes a month just looking at a little bit, which actually is going to change the way you invest, which is the difference you're having between $100,000 now and maybe $300,000 later for retirement because you're paying attention. All you got to do is just pay a little more attention, and you'll get a few extra points per year.
Greg, I find it fascinating, and I know there are going to be people that maybe they're not quite ready to make the move yet, but they want information. They want that. They want to begin. Where do they go? GregHerlein.com?
GregHerlein.com, GregHerlein.com, or you can call in at 702-987-8601. Either one will get right back to you. And also, if you go on my website and put your information there, I will send you a copy of my book, Bank on This.
I was just going to ask you about that.
Yep. Yeah, if you go in there, I'll send you a free copy of my book. I'll sign it, send it out to you, hard copy. Go to my website, fill it out. I'll send you the book.
I love that. Greg, always good. Thanks so much for coming in. Next time you're in town, you let me know and we'll have you back in.
Absolutely. Thanks, Kevin.
That's Greg Herlein joining us live and local now.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlein. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764. And take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Do you have dental insurance but haven't found a dentist you trust? Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're paying for dental benefits, shouldn't you and your family make the most of those benefits? That's why you need to call True Dentistry and make an appointment now. Since I moved to Vegas back in 2011, I've been proud to call Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry my dentist. In fact, I've never felt more comfortable in a dentist chair than I do at True Dentistry. Plus, True Dentistry knows you're busy, so they're open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursdays. Heck, I can even get my teeth cleaned before my show. And appointments are also available Fridays and Saturdays. Call them to schedule your free consultation and use the annual insurance benefits you've already paid for. Call True Dentistry at 702-434-4800. They accept all major insurance. That's 434-4800, 434-4800. True Dentistry is conveniently located just off the 215 at 9061 West Post. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. At True Dentistry, it's all about your smile.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Oh, I see a man in the back. As a matter of fact, his eyes are as red as the sun. And the girl in the corner, let no one ignore her, 'cause she thinks she's the passionate one.
Oh, yeah, it's like lightning. Everybody was frightening. And the music was soothing.
It is live and local now. One of the things we're going to do coming up in our next half hour, we're going to have some fun. It's called our wall-to-wall free-for-all. We also have a guest scheduled that I know you'll like, in particular with what's going on in Washington. Let's go to Brady. Brady, you're up. I got about a minute before the break. What's going on?
Hey, Kevin, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to bring up, just about a week ago, Donald Trump was pulling out of Syria. And as of today, we're going back in with the missiles. And I'm just wondering why the media and anybody else don't think that was a staged gas attack by some of the so-called moderate Muslims that we've left on the ground, like John McCain's Muslims that were the good Syrians and the moderate Muslims over there. Maybe they did stage an attack, because we go back to last year when the first gas attack was in Syria. It's two types of the same attacks that the Russians and the Syrians said we weren't behind. And as of today, the Russians are not saying that they were behind it again. And here we're going to go into a war and launch missiles a little bit later over a non-proven fact.
Brady, good point. And the problem is there are a dozen. Well, I'll put this up. There are dozens, maybe hundreds, of organizations, terrorist organizations around the world that could have done it. Now, would they be motivated to do it? I don't know. But your point's a good one. We better have a smoking gun, whether it's the UN or somebody else, telling us that this is exactly what's happening. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
/790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. Kevin Wall with you until 12 noon. Everybody has been zeroing in on the testimony over the last 2 days of Mark Zuckerberg. The Senate, relatively nice. The story today was a little bit different. The House committee involved got a little bit testy with him. We're talking about Mark Zuckerberg, the owner of and founder of Facebook. And joining us now, Alex Smith, Executive Director of America Rising. And Alex, first of all, thanks for joining us. I know you're busy. I appreciate you taking some time out of your day to be with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
But for those that don't know, what is America Rising?
America Rising is the Republican Party's premier opposition research firm. So we track methodically Democratic candidates around the country ahead of the 2018 midterms and the 2020 presidential cycle.
I want to ask you, because Mark Zuckerberg is kind of an interesting figure, watching the hearings yesterday, the two Senate committees, I was impressed that, well, he was getting bashed by both Republicans and by Democrats, by people like Pat Leahy and by people like Ted Cruz, diametrically opposed policy-wise. Is this a partisan issue, what's going on with Facebook?
Well, look, I think that any time there are cameras rolling, Congress really likes to show up and to put on a good show for everyone. I think that that's a well-established nonpartisan sort of proposition. I think that what Facebook is doing is they're doing what's appropriate here. Mark Zuckerberg is coming out. He's taking personal ownership of this issue. He said he was sorry. I think that the bottom line here is that this is a service that none of us was required to sign up for. Privacy is certainly important, and it's a great concern to me and to my generation as we've grown up in the information age. But in this ever-expanding connected world that we live in, mistakes are bound to happen. And the bottom line is that I'm not willing to trade the freedom to communicate across the globe with people and to start movements and to advocate for my beliefs without I'm not willing to trade that for Congress, basically dictating a bunch of rules that will regulate that speech.
Again, Alex Smith joining us, Executive Director of America Rising, joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline from our nation's capital. One of the problems I had with the testimony, and in particular the testimony involving no less than Ted Cruz, was the issue of who becomes the arbiter of what is good and positive and who is the arbiter for what's outside of those boundaries. Who is it that should decide whether Diamond and Silk, as an example, should have their page taken down? Is it somebody with Facebook? Is it a government entity? Who?
Well, I hope it's certainly not a government entity. I think that every time that we involve the government in something, it inevitably gets messed up. So I'm not in favor of the government doing that. But I do think it is a real concern because, Facebook is the largest platform, I think, online for us to voice our opinions on things. And, to the extent that it's just a couple of guys in a room at Facebook deciding who gets to say what, that's certainly something that should be of concern to all Americans of different viewpoints. I do think, however, though, that Facebook has been proactive in terms of working with law enforcement in a way that I find that's really intriguing. So take, for example, something like the San Bernardino massacre. Apple has fought tooth and nail in court to keep iPhones locked, to not build software that could unlock an iPhone. And I do understand that because once you build that kind of capability, you can't really put that back in the box. But, for Facebook, they've been quick to work with law enforcement in these scenarios where we have mass terroristic events. And I think that is certainly admirable. So, it's a fine line to draw. And I think that Senator Ben Sasse was really eloquent when he sort of pressed Mark Zuckerberg to define what is hate speech in his opinion and likened, or brought up the possibility that, for example, pro-life activists might be silenced on Facebook if their language is deemed to be upsetting to people on the other side. But I generally got the feel from Mark Zuckerberg that his goal is not to shut out controversial or sort of uncomfortable opinions, but really the baseline that everyone could agree to was that violent opinions are certainly not welcome on Facebook.
Alex, your expertise at America Rising is opposition research. Maybe the emphasis on research, and I'm just curious. The question was asked by I believe it was Ted Cruz. Of their workforce, of their people that are, you know, being the arbiters of what's okay and not okay. Are they 70% in the Silicon Valley liberal Democrats, or are they 70% conservative Republicans? Do you have any feel for what the people making these decisions, the final arbiters of what's okay and not okay? Do you have any feel for what these people what their political persuasions are?
So Mark Zuckerberg has said himself in response to that question that he wasn't sure of the exact makeup of those people. So I can't certainly comment on what he doesn't know. But I have heard of I've heard of anecdotal accounts from people saying that Facebook took down my post when I posted something, about being pro-gun or being pro-life, and I think that that's certainly concerning, but I will say this for Facebook, that in nearly all of those instances, the matter has been reviewed, and the content has been restored within a couple of hours. I think that that's just sort of a reality in the world that we live in today, is that, where anyone could flag on Facebook something that's inappropriate and cause it to go under review, that's certainly not a great outcome for the person who posted it and wants that information out there right away. But at the same time, in an era where we have mass shootings, where there's terrorism, where people are using the internet, this great tool that we have at our disposal for all kinds of nefarious reasons, there's a legitimate need, I think, for review and for safety in these instances.
And I want to ask you a question, Alex, that goes beyond your expertise and your knowledge and your punditry, if you will.
Oh, geez, you're really putting me on the spot here.
But I want to ask you, as a consumer, you and your family and your friends, do you worry about the security of your privacy information, that it's not going to be bought and sold by somebody? Do you feel safe that when Mark Zuckerberg says, I'm sorry and we'll never let this happen again, do you take him at his word?
I do. I really do believe that companies like Facebook and the Silicon Valley giants out there, I think that they are trying to provide the best experience for consumers. But we're also we're living in a new world. I'm sort of, I like to call myself a middle millennial, in that I was born nearly right in the middle of the time frame that defines this generation. So I am young enough to have really grown up with technology, to be pretty fluent in, computers and smartphones, all kinds of things like that. But I do remember a time before all of that, and really I'm lucky to have experienced a childhood that didn't involve screen time, as they call it today, or being able to contact everyone at every hour. I mean, I remember the rule in my house was that you couldn't call people after 9 p.m.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
And now we're living in a world where your boss, your neighbor, your enemy, they could all message you at any time of day or night. And there's this expectation that we have to be responsive, that we have to be sort of on it to respond to that content. Of course I have concerns about privacy. I've seen my whole world sort of get opened up in the time from when I was a little kid to where I am right now. But like I said before, I'm not willing to forego all of the freedom that the internet has afforded me, all of the opportunities that it's afforded me, in the wake of these incidents. I think any time that we're trying something new, we're expanding a frontier, that there are mistakes that are bound to happen, there are abuses that are bound to happen. But like anything else, that they aren't significant enough to be a trade-off for me in terms of everything else we get to do online.
I guess we can never go back, can we?
I don't think so, but, you know, I do have some hope that, you know, maybe a generation like mine will sort of consider tempering this ultra connectivity with the world, maybe with our children, and saying, you know, it wasn't such a good thing that that kids stay connected to friends, to content at all hours of the day.
Well, Alex, if you ever want to go back with me, you certainly can. I've got an extra brick phone, cell phone that I'll loan out to you if you really want to go back in time. Hey, Alex, thank you so much. If folks want to know more about what you folks are up to at America Rising, where do they go?
They can go to AmericaRisingPAC.org. Lots of information there on all of our Democratic friends for this fall.
Oh, I just love it. I just love it. Alex, thanks so much. We'll have you on again, okay?
Thank you so much. Anytime.
That's Alex Smith joining us, executive director of a great organization called America Rising. They are an opposition research. Yeah, you want opposition research on, say, Susie Lee or Jackie Rosen. This is the place to go. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
Adam Laxalt answers few questions and offers no solution.
He's taken money from about every lobbyist and big casino in town. He can't provide the adult leadership Nevadans deserve.
Dan Schwartz has been a CEO, solves problems, and won't take a dime from lobbyists.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
My name is Dustin Coney. I'm the owner of Mr. Coney's Barbershop, and I'm a proud client of City National Bank. My grandfather was a barber, grew up in his shop, sweeping the floors. Being a barber is more than just somebody that's cutting hair. You are a friend, you're a brother, you're a neighbor, and that's what inspired me to get into it. I was referred to City National by Gina McAllister. She is somebody that I trust with my entire business.
When Dustin came to me as a new business owner, I knew referring him to City National Bank would be a good idea because I knew they would take care of him.
It was important to be with people that I know care about me and my success and offer products and services that will help my business reach its long-term goals. I see Mr. Coney's being in every city in the United States of America. I see products, I see hair salons, I see everything. And I know as my business grows, my relationship with City National will grow.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's M-E-O-W-I-J-U-A-N-A.com. Meowawana.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. I know you have a busy life with lots of activities that may keep you from your radio or smartphone between 9 and noon. That's why we've created Live and Local Now on demand. You miss an interview? You want to hear my take on a current hot button issue? Then Live and Local Now on demand is where you want to be. Check it out on our website, kevinwallradio.com. It's user-friendly and it's free. Try it out now. Go to kevinwallradio.com.
Despite billions spent and a huge tax hike, Nevada schools are last in America. Crowded classrooms, low test scores, and unprepared graduates. A code red emergency that wrecks middle-class families and jobs. As Governor Dan Schwartz will fix it.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us. One of the things on this Mark Zuckerberg deal that has me troubled, and that is the whole notion of who gets to be the arbiter in our society of what's okay and not okay. We've seen the courts. We've seen people that essentially say, and we've seen one Supreme Court justice utter the already famous phrase of, I can't tell you what's obscene, but I'll know it when I see it. But who is the person that gets to be that arbiter? And who do you want to be that arbiter? Do you want Facebook? You want Mark Zuckerberg? You want 20,000 people? 20,000 people who are, shall we say, liberal. I want you to hear this amazing testimony. It's cut two. And it's Mark Zuckerberg with Ted Cruz, who gets to this whole idea of censorship and whether Facebook should be in a position where it is the ultimate decider on what's good and what's not so good.
Testimony, you say that you have 15 to 20,000 people working on security and content review. Do you know the political orientation of those 15 to 20,000 people engaged in content review?
No, Senator. We do not generally ask people about their political orientation when they're joining the company.
So as CEO, have you ever made hiring or firing decisions based on political positions or what candidates they supported?
No.
Why was Palmer Luckey fired?
That is a specific personnel matter that seems like it would be inappropriate to
speak
to.
You just made a specific representation that you didn't make decisions based on political views.
Well,
is that accurate?
I can commit that it was not because of a political view.
Do you know of those 15 to 20,000 people engaged in content review, how many, if any, have ever supported financially a Republican candidate for office?
Senator, I do not know that.
Your testimony says it is not enough that we just connect people. We have to make sure those connections are positive. It says we have to make sure people aren't using their voice to hurt people or spread misinformation. We have a responsibility not just to build tools, to make sure those tools are used for good. Mr. Zuckerberg, do you feel it's your responsibility to assess users whether they are good and positive connections or ones that those 15 to 20,000 people deem unacceptable or deplorable?
Senator, you're asking about me personally?
Facebook.
Senator, I think that there are a number of things that we would all agree are clearly bad. Foreign interference in our elections, terrorism, self-harm.
I'm talking about censorship.
I think that you would probably agree that we should remove terrorist propaganda from the service. So that, I agree, I think is clearly bad activity that we want to get down. and we're generally proud of how well we do at that. Now, what I can say, and I do want to get this in before the end here, is that I am very committed to making sure that Facebook is a platform for all ideas. That is a very important founding principle of what we do. We're proud of the discourse and the different ideas that people can share on the service. And that is something that, as long as I'm running the company, I'm going to be committed to making sure is the case.
A platform for all ideas. He's already said all ideas except terrorism. We all agree the terrorism should be kept off. But a platform for all ideas. He clearly, Diamond and Silk must not qualify because they lost their page with over a million viewers, followers. I'm just telling you, this whole notion that we are a platform for all ideas, that's not true. He lied to Congress. That's not what Facebook is. It is a platform for all ideas deemed undeplorable by Facebook. Diamond and Silk apparently is deplorable and is dangerous. So what Mark Zuckerberg told those Senate committees yesterday, it was a lie. They are not a platform for all ideas. And Mark Zuckerberg proved it.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
I'm Craig Mueller, Republican candidate for Attorney General. As I've traveled across all parts of this great state over the last few months, it has become clear to me Nevadans are fed up. They are fed up with being controlled by their government through decree instead of governed by them through consent. They are fed up with over 86% of the land controlled by unelected federal bureaucrats who live 2,300 miles away in Washington. They are fed up with seeing the Constitution and our state laws ignored, not enforced. Well, I'm fed up too. That's why I'm running to be your next Attorney General. And when elected, I will file suit against the Bureau of Land Management to get them out of Nevada. Whenever the federal government oversteps its authority, I will push back. I will serve Nevada and the U.S. Constitutions and the people of Nevada, not special interests. But I can't do it without your help. Please go to Craig4Nevada.com. To learn more about me and how you can support my race, that's Craig4Nevada.com.
Coming up tomorrow, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, will join us. Also, we're going to get in. I'm going to ask Wayne, because I'm dying to know the answer, and I don't. If Mark Zuckerberg says Facebook is the platform for all ideas, how then can you ban and take down the page of Diamond and Silk? Doesn't make much sense to me. We'll see if Wayne can make heads or tails of it. Hope you have a great day. Again, a big welcome to all our friends from the National Association of Broadcasters. A lot of my friends from all over the country have looked me up, and it's always good to see them. They'll be out of town, I believe, tomorrow. I just love it. They're good people. But it will be good to get some peace and quiet for a week. Till we join you tomorrow, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, live and local, now. Look inside, let the sound take you away.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764. And take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Verizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.